So we're joined here in the media center with Top Fuel number one qualifier Tony Schumacher. His fourth qualifying pass of 3.765 seconds at 328.46 miles per hour took Tony to the top. Tony, talk about that last pass and the air condition out there.
I think it was good. I think, you know, we came up and Mike said it's warmer out than we expected. He said, but the track's better than we're getting the grip reading. And that, it's a genius kind of guy. Those guys are all the crew chiefs. They're just that smart where they go, here, the grip meter says this, but it ain't right. You know, I mean, the tool that we live by isn't right. We're at 5,200 feet altitude. Everything's is difficult, and we go out and run a good number. Now, the run before, we were running the same number. So what is impressive about the run we just make isn't that we made it. It's that Mike said we're going to run a 3.76, and we did it. You know, in the run before would have been a 3.76 also. It just, it made a little spin. You know, there's a little bump out there, hits the bump, spins a little bit, throws the belt off. But, and when it does that, like I said at the finish line, I always hit the parachutes at 830 to 850 feet. I push the button, the chutes come out at 1,010 feet, you know, and when the belt comes off, it stops your momentum down there. The chutes come out before the finish line. So it still ran a 79, put us in a comfortable spot, but we knew there's more in there. I mean, we just made the run that showed it, just didn't get all the way to the finish line. So we're going to go out, we're going to race, man. You know, I love when my crew chief makes a decision when we're one pair back to change the clutch. When he sees whatever he sees and he digs in there and makes a small change and it does what he says, because so many years of my career, you go out and you make a change and it does opposite, it does all different things. Mike seems to have a grip where when he makes the change, when he sees the weather change, when he sees the condition, when the clouds come over and he goes, we need just a little more, just a little less, and makes a small change, it responds. And that makes it easy. Number one qualifying's never been the best thing in the world. It's not where most people win from, but you know what? I don't care where we qualify right now. I'm comfortable racing with Mike, and I'm comfortable racing with Phil. The car's running good, and I'm looking forward to going out here and try to win tomorrow. Look, it's not going to be easy, man. There's great cars and great teams, and we're running, you know, a bunch of 76 and 77, 78s. It ain't going to be easy. You know, we just got to get down the track. The first two runs, first or second, opposite of what I usually do. I usually go down, win the first two, and then finish up second. I want to go out there and do it opposite. I want to go out there and win this race. Bruton did an amazing job building this racetrack so the fans can pile in. I want to go out and win this inaugural. We've had some great luck at inaugural races, and I want to continue that success.
Any questions from the media?
I mean, a lot of people are scratching their heads when you hired a funny car tuner, and I think that's, you know, what did you see in him that made you feel good about that, and what has he shown you since then?
Well, we worked with him. With Silsy, you know, he was there. We had Phil Schuler, and I think that was the first most important call. You know, Mike called me and he said, okay, your dad brought me on, I'm the crew chief. What do you think about Phil? You know, I mean, and, you know, I think about that, okay, Mike and Phil were my old crew chiefs, and you're replacing, you're making some changes. My thoughts at that point was Phil knows the inside and the outside of a car and knows the tune-up we had better than anyone I've ever seen. So if we get off track, and that's what we brought Mike in for, to get off track. But the job he's doing is to stir the pot up. It was to come in and change what we had. We had normal. We had a good car that would go on steps in it. We had a good car that would make good runs. We needed to make great runs. We needed that kind of a run. You know, so we brought in a funny car guy who Antron had all kinds of success with. He's aggressive. The car leaps, it darts, it moves. And it just threw the pot. So I'm happy. What makes Mike funny is Mike goes, man, we're running good. I wish I knew why. And he jokes about it. But that's his sarcastic, dry California nature. He's just, but he's comfortable with himself. When Mike says he's making a change, he makes a change. And the guys that work on the car have noticed one thing about Mike. He walks down and talks to each guy. What do you think? And it makes them feel extremely team-like. It makes them feel like their input matters. That they're, and I'm just, it, compile that with we're having a good time. It's fun right now. Even when we get beat last week, I mean, we had a simple little fire in the battery cost us the race. You know, but it's not like we're lost and having problems. We have a great race car. Every now and then, some goes wrong. We've had some bad luck and little stupid things. But we have a great car. Every given Sunday right now, I wake up and go, this could be the day. We have a chance to win, and I'm excited to be back doing it. Mike was a great choice, and I'm proud to have him on.
Bobby.
Tom. Have you found that funny car tuners coming over to Top Fuel are usually more aggressive
think so. I can't say that I found that, because I've only worked with one. So it's really unfair, but that's the rumor. That's what we all think. And they're moving a heavier car. So when they come over and it's this light little thing, it's just different. We had the same thing. All the crew chiefs were doing about the same thing. And we needed someone to come with just a little bit outside the box. Let's change something. And we weren't getting it done the last year or two. And I love Mike Green. He's still the most phenomenal team manager. He's on our team. He's a great dude. But we weren't winning. And you can only say, I don't know why, or we have a reason or an excuse. You can only say that enough times before you have to make a change. Mike was a great change. It was, you know, there are a handful of guys. Out there I'd like to work with. He was always on that list. You know, Jimmy Prock is someone you look forward to working with, those kind of guys. But Zippy, Mike Neff, man, he's just a great dude. He knows how to drive. And it's nice to get out of the car and go, okay, here's what happened. Let's take a look. And he's found things in my drive, and I've been doing this for 20 plus years, that he would have looked at that no other crew chief would have ever noticed or ever even thought about. Because, you know, he goes out and goes, man, why did it go down the track, smoke the tires? Let's look at what you're doing. What you're doing different? It's the truth. I mean, we a driver can get in a car. He doesn't come to me and go, here, man, I want you to drive the way I drove. He said, tell me what you're doing. I can adapt to it, and I can make the change, but I need to know that you can do this the same every time. And it makes it fun. It's just fun, you know. I can joke about things with him, and he gets it. He's been in those cars. If I shut the car off a little early, he'll go, I'd shut it off at half track. I'm scared down there. You know, he's a driver mentality. And I think he's got a good chance to become what we needed. And that's why we brought him on. But he's proven probably more so than what we expected. He's doing awesome.
Wonderful.
Sorry.
Best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you.